I will praise you, O Lord. Although you were angry with me, your anger has turned away and you have comforted me. Our actions sometimes anger God. We are humans. We make mistakes. We make choices which sometimes are selfish and sometimes ignore what we believe God wants us to do because we want to go in different directions. Because it might be easier, quicker, or more popular than what God wants us to do. We know this angers God, but we do it anyway. But God's anger turns away and he comforts us anyway. This is why we praise God. Not because of anything we have done, but because God comforts us despite what we do. We're now in holiday season, and anyone who has been on any sort of family holiday will understand the video we're about to see. In fact, I'm guessing we can all relate to every single character. So let's put that to the test. I think some of you are seeing yourself as Shrek, especially some of the parents. The driver trying to concentrate on the road ahead, trying not to get distracted and to stay calm, while secretly beginning to get really annoyed with the continuous questioning coming from the back. Others will be looking at Fiona. And, well, for the purpose of this film, she was the bride, and seeing yourself reading the map and looking out for signs as to where and when they have reached the destination, ensuring everything that is needed for the journey is packed for all weather and all scenarios, whilst trusting the driver to get to the final destination and sharing his frustrations, whilst also being a little impatient herself. And then there's loads of us who see ourselves in Donkey. The excited one, thrilled to be going on an adventure, but not wanting to wait or to go through every stage of the journey. We just want to get to the far, far away now. And the impatience has turned the excitement into boredom. And as a result, we miss the beauty that is all around us on the journey and annoy everyone else around us, eventually making them lose the joy of the journey as well. Now I'm going to say something about this clip that will make you never able to watch Shrek in the same way ever again. And it is for illustration purposes only. If anyone feels I'm being sacrilegious, please tell me afterwards and, yeah, complain to Pastor. In this clip, I believe it is the perfect example of our relationship with God and the church. For illustration purposes only, Shrek in the clip is God. That's right, God is in the driving seat. He knows where we are heading. He knows the route and is concentrating on steering in the right direction. Fiona is the church, observing what is going on in the outside world, focusing on using the Bible and the Holy Spirit to seek direction and to ensure that we have everything needed for the journey, and supporting God, who we trust to get to the final destination, even if we don't always understand the route or like the time it takes. The church is on the lookout for the signs and will be the first to notice when we reach the final destination. And then that leaves us individual Christians, for today's purposes, suitably called Donkey. We start our Christian journey excited for what's to come, having heard of the blessings promised to us as a result of this new relationship with God. But gradually we start to get impatient. Impatient with the storms that we travel through, the length of time it takes to get our miracles, annoyed when the answers to prayers are not the answers that we want. And sometimes, just sometimes, we get bored with praying, reading the Bible, going to church, and everything else that is part of the journey. Our impatience and frustrations turn our excitement into boredom and results in losing some of the joy that we received when we first accepted Christ into our lives. What does this have to do with the first verse of Isaiah 12? Well, to me, it illustrates perfectly, especially at the end, how God puts aside his anger and his frustrations with us, which are justifiable because of our actions, and compassionately provides for our needs in order to get us to the final destination he has promised for us. But there's more that Shrek, Fiona, and Donkey can teach us about Isaiah 12. And it comes from verse 2. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. In that short clip, never once did Fiona or Donkey show any signs of fear or doubt that they were on the wrong route, or in the ability of Shrek to get them to far, far away. It is because of that trust that Donkey had the freedom to be himself, to say and do what he wanted to do. As annoying as it was to everyone else, because of his trust, he didn't have to worry about where they were heading. And it's because of that trust, Fiona knew she could enjoy the scenery, look out for the signs, and enjoy the journey while supporting Shrek to get them there. For us to have the freedom and the joy that is part of our relationship with God, we have to understand that we have to totally trust in God. Or as Proverbs 3 verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understandings. Trusting is not the same as understanding. It doesn't involve knowing every little detail. It doesn't mean you will be told in advance what, when, and how. Trusting means despite what you don't know, not because of what you do know. Our relationship with the church is also important in strengthening that trust. As the church's role of looking out for signs, keeping the eye on what is going on around us, and guiding us and supporting us, ensures that our trust is strengthened, because we are not going through things on our own. It is important to remember the church is God's home. It is not about a building. It is, as Matthew 18 verse 20 puts it, where two or three gather in my name, there am I with you. It is trust in God which enables us to not be afraid. It is trust in the promises of God, promises that cannot and will not be broken, that give us strength. And that strength removes the fear, which puts a joyful song in our hearts and enables us to praise in every situation, no matter what is going on around us. Or as verse 3 puts it, with joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. You may be sick, praying for healing, and nothing seems to happen. Today, I believe the message to you is trust in the Lord and receive his strength. Let go of the fear and replace it with joy that only comes from God. You may have been praying for freedom from shackles of depression or addiction or loneliness or debt or something else. It seems like every step forward, you take three backwards. Today, grab hold of the same message. Trust in the Lord and receive his strength. Let go of your fear and replace it with joy that only comes from God. You may be crying out, impatiently waiting for something you desire, A child, a husband, a wife, a home, a job, a uni placement. You want it so much it hurts. Again, grab this message and don't let it go. Trust in the Lord and receive his strength. Let go of your fear and replace it with joy that only comes from God. Of course, trusting is a hard thing to do because it involves letting go. Letting go of control. Or maybe letting go of past hurts, guilt, anger, and many other emotional scars which have been caused by human relationships and make it hard to trust. Even though God is perfect and not human, because we are created in a way that we learn from experience. And for many of us, our experiences have taught us not to trust anyone. C.S. Lewis said, "Getting over a painful experience is much like crossing monkey bars. You have to let go at some point in order to move forward." And there are some other great anonymous words of wisdom, such as, "It hurts to let go, but sometimes it hurts more to hold on." And, "To heal your wounds, you need to stop touching it." And finally, "Let go of your past so God can open the doors to your future." Of course, we know that the only way to truly let go of our past and to learn to trust God is to fully focus our eyes on God. And the Bible talks about moving forward and letting go many times. And here's just some examples. Proverbs 4, verse 25 to 27. "Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Give careful thought to the paths of your feet and be steadfast in all your ways. Do not turn to the right or the left. Keep your foot from evil." Colossians 3, verse 2. "Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things." Psalm 62, verse 8. "Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart to him, for God is our refuge." Isaiah 43, verse 18. "But forget all that. It is nothing compared to what I am going to do." Philippians 3, "Brothers, I do not consider myself to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and reaching forward to what is ahead. I pursue as my goal the prize promised by God, heavenly call in Christ Jesus." 1 Peter 5, verse 7, "Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you." Matthew 6, verse 27, "Can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life?" Ephesians 4, verse 31 and 32, "You must put away all bitterness, anger, wrath, quarreling, and slanderous talk, indeed all malice. Instead, be kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ also forgave you." Hebrews 8, verse 12, "For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more." And Psalm 46, 10 and 11, "Let go of your concerns. Then you will know that I am God." There's obviously lots of more Bible passages that share about letting go and focusing on forward. And I believe it's because in order to trust God in all situations, we have to be prepared to lose the things we have been holding on to. The anger towards someone who has hurt you. The crutch that you have used your whole life to dull your depression. And it may be that you need to lose control of your free time, your finances, or maybe even your friends and family. Some of you know this already, but some won't. But a month or two ago, I realized that I was a bit like Donkey in the film. I had allowed various things to suck the joy out of the journey, and I wasn't where I needed to be. As you probably all know, I have a heart for young people and have always seen working with Pulse as a privilege that God had given me. And in all honesty, I enjoy it and always have. I felt God say to me, I needed to stop doing Pulse for a while in order for him to get me to where I needed to be. And I agreed with Pastor, the Pulse leadership team, and Pulse themselves that I was taking a 6-month break from leading Pulse. It was scary. It was hard to do. It was hard to let go and give over the reins to others. But since doing it, I've seen God putting things into place in areas that I've been praying for and waiting a long time for. And sometimes in unexpected ways. I needed to be prepared to lose control of what I considered to be my ministry in this church in order to strengthen my trust in God in all situations. It wasn't easy, but it was worth it. And I believe it's a challenge for each one of us today. Ask God, what do you need to give up control of and let go of in order to trust him more? But only ask God the question if you are prepared to hear and act upon the answer. So you've given up fear. You're trusting God more, and you've been filled with God's joy, and you've drunk from the well of salvation. What next? Well, Isaiah 12 concludes by saying, you should give thanks to the Lord. Make known among the nations what he has done, and proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. Shout aloud and sing for joy, for great is the Holy One among you. The joy of the Lord in our lives is not something to keep secret. It is something to share with the church, but also those who are not believers. Joy is attractive and makes people want what we have. And we are challenged to thank God first and then to sing and shout so the world knows what he has done. Now, Evangelist Alfie might be disappointed, but I'm not telling you all to go on the streets giving out tracts, knocking on doors, joining the evangelism team. Although, obviously, if that is your ministry, I'm sure she wouldn't mind you talking to her about it. But I am saying to you to share the joy, to let people see it. Give God the praises he deserves and let God use those praises in the way he wants. So that's it. Today's challenge is a simple one. To live and breathe Isaiah 12, 24/7. To ask God if there is anything you need to let go of in order to trust him more. To let go of it. To focus on God more and learn to trust him more. To replace fear with joy and drink from the well of salvation. To be patient and enjoy the journey. To share your journey with other believers and become the church, looking for signs and supporting others to ensure they stay on track to reach the final destination. To keep God in the driving seat. And to praise the Lord, giving him thanks. And sing songs, shouting for joy for all he has done.